I hope today's edition of the Sunday Hour finds you well. If you are listening to this broadcast for the first time, we have been working through the book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 5, and we just finished discussing verses 15 through 20. We understand that Paul is writing to the Ephesians in the first half of the book, that he talks about what they have gained through Christ, that they have been made alive, raised, and are seated with him in heavenly places. In the second half, he begins to discuss more and more our responsibilities to the love that we have received. In today's verse, he gives us a general statement. Verse 21, chapter 5, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. We have been learning how to live together in Christ. And as Paul begins this section where he will talk about various relationships in order to demonstrate what he means, he begins with submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. This means that each of us is responsible in our walk to put ourselves at the service of those around us. Very challenging words. We all function with a degree of self-service, a degree of ego, a degree of thinking what we deserve or what we have earned. And yet, Jesus has told us, this is the way that they will know you are my disciples, by the way that you love one another. That's from John chapter 13, verse 35. And Paul further defines that type of love as an act of submission, as an act of service, putting others in the place of importance over ourselves. Each day, this challenges us. Each day in our personal relationships, we have moments to consider what it is that we're battling for, what it is that we're fighting for, what it is that we are striving to achieve. And each time that we question these things, we could also question through the grid of Christ, are we doing it in a loving way? Are we achieving these things for ourselves, or are we achieving them with God's purpose in mind? Remember, God's purpose is not for today alone, but God's purpose extends into forever. So when you and I make a sacrifice or make a decision to do something which is countercultural in our own lives, when we make that decision, we are adding to our reward that waits in heaven. If we go to Revelation, we see that Jesus says, I am coming and my reward is with me, and I will give to each of you according to what you have done. And so it is a life's work to more and more wisely, considerately, with God's love and heart and purpose in mind, learn how to submit to one another. And we do it out of reverence for Christ. It is our love for Jesus, our respect for Jesus, our sense of wanting to honor him that gives us the strength, the direction, the encouragement we need to be able to submit to others. Fights against the very nature of the flesh, which is to grab things for ourselves. In the coming weeks, we'll explore what this means in particular relationships. Paul gives us the heading, submit to one another. Then he'll talk about how that works for a wife to a husband, for a husband to a wife. He'll talk about how that works in relationship to mothers and fathers and children, children to their parents. He'll discuss how that works in terms of slaves and masters. So we can see that in intimate relationships where we're yoked together like a husband and wife, how we should behave. We'll see how we should behave when we are being mentored by some parent, and we shall see how we should behave when we look at a relationship of being either an employer or an employee. These are very challenging things for us to incorporate into our everyday life. My prayer would be that God's Spirit would be upon you to give you the strength to do as He commanded, to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Have a good week.